Welcome everyone, we're about to begin Ves Hashem Shir number 59 in the Shiurim for Women. And we're going to talk about making every day better with the teachings of Rav Nachman from Chaya Rivka Zwolinsky. And the idea we're going to talk about today is the power of prayer, that no matter what is going on, we need to say our daily prayers. Now, I'm not going into the halachic aspects of the formal tefillahs of what women do or don't do, but when they can, you know, to say the Maida'ani, the Brachais, Shmoneh Esrei. So there is a tremendous power in saying, for example, Shmoneh Esrei, that is formalized tefillah that the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila place that has tremendous power, whether you have real strong kavana or not. So that's very important no matter what. But aside from that, and we said this many times, people think it's unique to, Breslov that happens to emphasize this, but as we demonstrated many times, that tzaddikim through the generations practice this, that we should also make an effort, not just davening those formalized tefillahs, but make an effort to speak to Hashem with his baidudus, meaning with your own language in your own way. And even if sometimes it's difficult to connect to Hashem, you put in your mind that you would like to, and you have that sincerity, then even if you're just moving your lips and talking to Hashem has tremendous value. You can't worry, and don't worry, if you can't muster up the feelings of inspiration. You should know that if you keep trying, eventually you'll be able to cry out in truth. Hashem, Karav Hashem l'chol kairav l'chol sheikruv emes. Hashem is close to all those who call to him, those who call to him with truth. So you may slip and you may fall and you may stumble in spiritual matters. Sometimes you sunk to a lower level. Sometimes you may feel ashamed. That shame should not paralyze you. That shame should activate your heart and will allow you to pray authentically and truly. But the idea being is, no matter what, even if you feel the resistance, even if you think you feel numb inside, you never give up. You never want to stop talking to Hashem. It's extremely important. You could daven for everything. You could daven for removal of negative habits. You could daven for removal of anger if you feel anger in your heart. But the concept being is that davening helps for everything. It always helps. It brings us closer to Hashem. It helps us feel more positive about our lives. It helps us with all these important issues in life, quality life issues, health, monetary success, relief from fear, relief from worry, relief from anxiety. Tefillah helps us muster the strength to solve the problems and challenges that we face. Whether it's in relationship, in marriage, or with children, whatever is bothering you, prayer helps. Of course, it's best if the tefillah is genuine, coming from the heart, with a lot of emuna and a lot of betachin. You may think that you utter all these tefillahs and you put in heartfelt kavana and you put all your heart in, and you saw to your disappointment that your prayers weren't answered. Now, first of all is that while it's true, sometimes we may be praying from our heart, but we don't exactly know what we're praying for often. And sometimes you will see that you did get some relief in your situation. So the idea being is that don't automatically assume that you weren't answered. You look deeply, you may realize that you were answered, not maybe to the large degree that you expected to see a result, but you did see a significant result if you look carefully. You know, try to think back in time. Think through things that happened in the past in your life when you daven for something and then you saw a solution or a bit of relief. So you have to tap into that power and to have that day of very fresh tefillah and beautiful tefillah. Nachman also stressed the idea of knowing yourself. Knowing what makes you tick. This is not self-absorption. You know, sometimes you're over-obsessed with yourself in an unhealthy way. But the concept of knowing yourself, knowing your milus, knowing your chesrinais, is extremely important. You can't serve Hashem unless you know how to know yourself properly. They're brought down in many Svarim. And, of course, a big stress on Simcha, which is very hard for many people. Some people, by nature, they have a more cheerful disposition, and they are inclined to feel that happiness in their heart much quicker. Others, either they're suffering from anxiety or depression, or something robbed them of their Simchas Achayim, so it's harder to make yourself joyful. But we have to meditate, and we have to try our best, and do the best we can on creating Simcha in our lives. Meditation means focused thought. That's basically what it is. What makes you joyful? Is it your children? Is it grandchildren? Is it walking in a park in a beautiful setting and talking to Hashem? Is it the Zmira Shabbos or listening to music overall? Is it dancing? And so on and so forth. So you make that Simcha your own. You prioritize to find moments of Simcha each and every day. That Simcha is actualized very much by the contemplation on the Hakaras HaTov aspects of things, of recognizing all the goodness that Hashem gives to you and to think about it, and you could create for yourself that oasis of beautiful, wonderful Simcha. So the lessons of today is the power of Tefillah to, no matter what, both the daily formal prayers, but certainly prayers with your own language from the heart as best as you could, and not to worry if it's a struggle. You just do what you need to do. The shame you redirect for healthy ways, not to bring you down, but to lift you up, to work on your midos, ask Hashem to help you with your character as best as you could, and to know yourself and to be besimcha with yourself. You have to value yourself tremendously. And that brings you to a closeness, a real deep closeness, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Bracha v'atzlacha.